Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
For once, it's not about me or us. It's
finally.
Other people's problems, OPP for short. What do we got?
We're helping somebody decide, can you tell someone not to get your kid a gift? Do you get to control what gifts they get?
Oh, I love this. Carol?
Hi.
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 Tell us your dilemma. We can help.
Okay, so it's not just any gift. It is a brand new cell phone for my 11-year-old son.
Oh, God.
Mm. Yeah, he's 11. Okay?
Uh-huh.
And my mother-in-law got it for him.
Your mother-in-law. Couldn't be your mom, because then it'd be an okay gift.
I don't know if it could be an okay gift anywhere. She got it, and I was kind of surprised, obviously, because we never talked about it. And she said she already put him on the plan, and it's a done deal.
And it's a nice phone. It's like an iPhone, all the bells and whistles and whatnot.
It has everything. It's like everything that we have on our phones. That's what he would have.
So did you give it to him already, or did she just tell you?
No, she just told me.
Oh, okay.
She pretty much just said it was expensive, and I already signed the contract, so that there's nothing we could do. Like, I'm giving it to him.
Well, there's lots you can do. can be her drug dealer phone. It doesn't have to be his line. But what year? I mean, it's so tough in today's world to know what age is the right age for them to have one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because, like, I pulled the trigger on my kids. Well, one of them got it late and one of them got it early.
Yeah.
Because I gave them to them both at the same time, and they're 4 years apart.
As the older brother, that's always very annoying.
As the youngest sibling, that was very nice.
He has been mad at me ever since then. Yeah. But it's, have you and your husband discussed when you're going to give that to?
I mean, to be honest, it wasn't even a conversation yet. I mean, it's come up, but that's how foreign it was so far. It just wasn't time, at least in our opinion. But my husband kind of has a little bit of a different opinion now, maybe because it's his mom. But, I understand. For her, she's very happy because she'll be able to keep in touch with her grandson more. But for me, and I would say for my husband, although I don't think he's realizing that, it's a lot of a headache for us. We're going to have to monitor his screen time, messaging. I mean, inappropriate apps is a big one, right? I mean, he's 11 years old.
Well, if you're not ready.
Yeah.
Then
I'm not ready.
You can shut it down, but if your husband is going to be like, it's already bought and paid for.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Are you my husband? That's exactly
who. Oh, yeah. Sorry. No, I know the husband angle. I read the book.
Yeah, we're saving money in the long run.
Well, that's what I don't like is that it sounds like she added the phone to her plan. Like, you guys have a family plan.
Yeah.
And then, so he's on a separate, like, the grandparents' plan?
I wouldn't mind. She can pay the bill, but you can still
take
over.
But she's going to hold that against you.
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, she added it to her bill, which I appreciate the generosity of the financial piece, but I don't appreciate that. It feels invasive in my parenting. I was not ready as a parent. Yeah. And I would like my husband also to have my back, but he's kind of, you know, like you said, he was just like, well, we should be happy. She does a favor. We're going to have to do it at some point.
I don't know how to tell you this, but I don't know. I don't know if there's a Google search of like what the average age is, but like 11 years old, like pretty much every human I knew.
What grade is that?
11.
Yeah.
It's like fifth grade.
Yeah.
I think that's when I got my first at fifth grade, but it was a flip phone and I used to walk to school.
But you get it. That was a long time ago.
Back in my day.
Yeah, but like now but it's like they have them. Exactly. Like I've seen first graders with a phone.
No.
Oh, for sure. Yes. Because parents, you want to be able to get hold of your kid. It's like, oh, you know, your sister is going to pick, like somebody else is going to pick you up.
They can't even read.
Yes, they can. Exactly. My kids can read in kindergarten.
But just because that's the norm, I mean, if that's not what Carol wanted to do, then it becomes.
I do respect the, if everyone's going to jump off a cliff argument, that also is a dad argument.
Right. But we know them all. You gave me the book.
I know.
Yeah. You let me borrow it.
It's like I'm reading it myself right now.
Carol, let's get some people in here. You can call or text to 303-222-5423. There's two things going on here. I mean, we can take advice on whether or not an 11-year-old should be allowed to have a phone, mm-hmm. but I think that's also sort of beside the point because it's like, 11-year-old shouldn't be able to cuss, but like mine could. It's like, it's none of your business. 11-year-old shouldn't be, you know, watching rated R movies, but mine did.
Right. It's a treat for everybody else but me. That's the truth because I'm going to have to worry about this and be on top of it. And honestly, I'm pissed. I don't want to have to do that right now. He's too young.
And I understand grandma's thinking, wow, this is expensive. It'll be a big gift. And she's not, I don't want to assume malice. Like maybe she just doesn't realize all of the, how bad it could go, all of the other headaches that it's giving you. So I understand where she's coming from, where she's like, what's your problem? I did this super nice thing for you. Why aren't you grateful?
And it's for Christmas. So it's like, should I just let it go? Because it's for Christmas? But I don't know.
But Carol, you're also, and I don't know how to tell you this, you're also being a bit of a boomer about it. It's not that hard. Like, you just set up screen time. Like, you just, it's an app on, if it's an iPhone, you set up, it's in screen time, and you say no to this app. They can never use it. Like, can say no apps under the age of 13. It takes you a day to set it up. Okay, oops, sorry. But you got a free phone for your kid. Like...
For now, until later on.
I know,
but it also, it becomes, can I get more screen time? Now you're having conversations that you weren't even wanting to have.
I was trying to bury that part of it, but yes, then you start getting texts from your kids like, hey, I'm in the middle of a Fortnite game and it just shut me off. And you're like, okay. And then you have to go in and enter your password.
Yeah.
And then location, if that's being shared too.
But location is good. That's a good thing. Then Carol will know where her kid is.
Great for her. I don't want the grandma being like, why is he over here? What's he doing over here?
Grandma doesn't have to have access just because she pays for the plan. She doesn't have to have access.
Okay. Yeah, because you don't want her controlling screen time. Grandma, can I have
more? You do not want that.
Yeah, of course. I'm grandma.
No. Yes.
Yes, have whatever you want.
She can pay for the phone. But like, it still boils down to, like, you can't give a kid a gift that the parents don't think is okay. Like, if... I grew up in a hunty family, right? I was not a hunter. I just wasn't into it. Okay. But if like my dad bought one of my nephews a gun, he's old enough to hunt. It's like, what? We don't do that.
Right.
And that's like, I'm sorry, what? No, but I'm his, like, no, you, I'm his grandpa. You don't get to.
We're having a bunch of conversations now that we weren't even going to have.
I got him signed up for hunter safety and I bought him a 22 and you're like, what? We're a non-gun family.
But there is an element of it where, like, when my kids will get gifts and they'll be, and the aunt or uncle, whomever it is, will say, huh, your parents are going to hate this one. And it's like a loud thing. So
they buy you a drum set. Yeah. I consider buying Leo a drum set a million times.
So that's okay.
I love that.
But at a certain point, it crosses a line into like, hey, that's not cute or it's not funny. That's actually against what I stand for as a parent or whatever.
Right. Mm-hmm. But a phone on an 11-year-old, I know I made the gun analogy. A phone on an 11-year-old, you can walk into any school right now, and that's the majority. They're not carrying 22s into school, but they are carrying iPhones. And so, again, it's still you're the parent. You get to say no if you want.
Well, that raises another point.
Do
what if your son finds out he was gonna get a phone?
Oh, yeah. You don't want that.
And you shut it down, and all his other friends got phones, and you shut it down?
Yeah.
That's not gonna...
Yeah.
Then I'm the bad guy.
That's really going to be me. Yeah, so you're in this bad position. Happy holidays.
Carol, hang on. We're going to get you some advice. I think grandparents do this all the time. where it's like, you tell your kid, we can't get you one of those Power Wheel, whatever.
The rules do not apply.
Right. It's like, but I'm a grandparent. It's my job.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to spoil them. It's like, you spoil them within the parameters of my parenting.
Mm-hmm.
But she's already bought it and already signed the contract.
Yeah, which is...
Does that change anything?
Do we let her get away with it because she was so brazen that she just went and did it? Or even more reason to lay down the law?
To shut her down. That is the question. Carol's kid is about to either be a phone user at 11 or not. We need your advice. Call or text 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're trying to help out an ungrateful woman named Carol whose mother-in-law wants to give her son a present.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's would you call it an intrusive present, though? I don't know.
It's a bit. It's a cell phone. And they're not ready to give him a cell phone, but if Nana's buying it, Nana's paying the service.
Yeah, but Nana's not dealing with the day-to-day, the monitoring, the what are you going to stumble across, who are you going to text, what are you saying, to whom, you know?
The Nana parenting just part of it.
Yeah, exactly. The hard part.
Okay, so I guess we're asking, and by the way, Nana's already bought the present.
Yep.
Nana's already signed the contract.
Yep.
Nana's already, like...
Without asking, that's a little...
Are you such a buzzkill on Christmas? Why do you hate Santa Claus? Justin?
Yay.
What do you think?
I mean, you just about summed it up, Slacker. It's like, there's a ton of parental controls. It's an expensive phone. Though... She should have had the conversation with her. Like, she should have reached out and, like, discussed it before going out and getting a contract. But at the same time, the kid's got a phone for free, and you just have to do a little legwork to make sure that it's locked down. So
everybody's making it sound like, oh, man, she's got to, like, take a post. She's got to, like, not sleep at night. She's got to be up on a turret with a sniper rifle, making sure the kid is safe. It's not... Like, you just turn on screen time. You say, yeah, lock it down for 4 and under, like, whatever age range, and you're done.
Yeah, but as a parent, if you're not ready to give your kid a phone and you've kind of skated by, you've made it, and now all of a sudden, like, you've had all the talks, the kid's asked for one, and you've said no, and then Nana swoops in, oh, here you go. And you're like, well, all right, that undid now all
he
the work.
Yeah, now he knows that he can go to Nana for anything.
But my 5-year-old daughter has a phone that we locked down to specifically... only what she's allowed to use, and then we regulate the screen time outside of that. We take the device away at night. Like,
I'm sorry, Justin.
Which I get that, but it's just the grandma has overstepped, and I don't like that.
What's the age again there on your daughter who's got a phone, Justin?
5.
Ah.
Okay.
Okay. Let's let this guy go.
How old is Leo?
I don't think Leo has her number.
Dude, I agree. Thank you for the call. Yes, grandma overstepped. But like,
this is kind of a big deal.
Don't your parents and AHAC's parents overstep all the time?
Yeah, but if it crosses a certain line, like, you have to put your foot down at a certain point, because that's the role of the grandparent, I guess, is to overstep, to push it, because they've done the hard parenting, and so they get to do the fun parenting now.
Yes,
but sometimes it's too much.
Chelsea,
Yay.
What do you think?
Okay, so I feel like we're kind of having two conversations here.
Are we
pissed off that the kid's having a phone, or are we pissed off that grandma is giving the phone?
Yes.
Both.
So, here's the thing. If we're mad that the kid is getting the phone, I think we're using it kind of as a cop-out that she doesn't want to monitor it. There's countless apps these days.
100%.
It's super, super easy.
It really is.
So that's kind of an excuse in my book. But if we're mad that grandma got the phone... I understand it, but at the same time, it's an expensive gift, and I kind of feel like, yay for grandma, like, let's take it and be happy and monitor it, and it's really not that hard.
You can lock that bad boy down to the point that it's barely a phone.
But
it would be more secure than the Pentagon.
Yes! Way more. Like, you literally can. Like, no apps, no... barely any screen time. And it's like, look, and then as we become ready as parents for my kid to have more things, then you open it up.
Exactly. And like, you download Life 360, you have their location all the time. The grandma would never have their location. It'd be fine. I just feel like there's more animosity towards the grandma for getting the phone than there is for the kid actually to have the phone, if that makes sense, which I totally understand.
Yeah, no, yeah. I agree.
I'm just nervous. Like, I'm a millennial, so I remember, like, in the computer lab at high school when they finally put a filter on. Like, you used to just be able to go to any website, and then they put a filter on you. Like, you can't go to certain websites.
Locked it down.
But what they didn't understand, the adults at the time, is that we were raised in this technology. We could get around that with our eyes closed. We got around all the filters. And I feel that the kids younger than me are even more raised in the technology. They're going to, if they, they're going to get around whatever they want to get around.
Not at 11. He's not trying to get around it yet. I understand. You're 100% right. My kids, their laptops at school were locked down. And like, I'd walk up, I'm like, how are you watching? I was like, oh, what you do is, and I'm like, don't say any, I don't want to know.
Exactly. Like, the kids are always three steps ahead of the adults. And now I'm the adult, and it's terrifying because I
think to an extent, like, you're right. But also, you have to keep in mind that if a kid's going to want to find something, they're going to find it. I mean, did anything hold you back when you were that age? No. So you have to keep that in mind at some point, and you have to just do the best that you can as a parent. And at some point, you know, they are your responsibility, and that's what you signed up for. So
let Nana give him the expensive present. I agree. Thanks, Chelsea. No, I'm saying. Okay, I'll say it again.
I signed up to raise my kid. So why are you messing it up?
You're giving him raise your kid. You now that present's in the house, but you don't have to let him have unfettered access to it.
Maybe he doesn't have access till he's 13. Wait 2 years before he can use the phone because that's the parents' rule.
You still got to have it around so Nana feels it. Or something?
Well, and then she's paying for it for nothing, and that's another level that I don't like.
It can be your throwdown phone. It can be your like sideboard phone. Josh,
yay!
What do you think Carol should do?
I have been on both sides of this. I was actually the father that purchased a phone for my daughter. I think she was about 7, so pretty.
Oh my God! Yeah. You guys are going so hard, so young.
Hear me out. Well, I would say kind of my advice here is there's several angles here. One is your mom kind of doing a power play here, right? Like, oh, your son's going to love me and be so happy because I bought him a phone that mom and dad haven't done. So I think one thing is to address that with her in a way of, you know, hey, I'm grateful, you know, and but kind of set that boundary. I think that's important because that will probably continue to happen. And there's a lot of great advice about, you know, the apps and screen time and all that that you can monitor. You have a lot of control over it. But maybe really important thing is for you and your husband to be on the same page of let's write out the pros and cons. There's a lot of pros to your kids having a phone.
100%. You know where they're at.
Yep. And as long as you guys are on the same page, that's what's important. And maybe you decide to hold off. But, you know, it actually ended up teaching my daughter a lot of responsibility. And she was also able to learn a lot of things. And I think the thing is maybe to set a boundary with your mom and just have a good conversation with her about it. So that way she's not stepping
Thank
in
you, Josh,
anymore.
For being the voice of reason. Because it is. I will tell you this. If that kid doesn't screw that phone up, that kid's got, like, the responsibility of a $1,000 phone in your pocket.
Yeah.
That's...
Okay.
I didn't even think about that.
Like, and just, if they know, don't... they're searching and all that, and they, you know, talk them through, well, what are you looking at, and what's right and wrong, and just, you know, have open... You know, there's no judgment about what you're looking at, but we're going to talk about it.
Still, though, 7... That's a little young.
It's a good thing kids never lie about what they're looking at on the internet.
Oh, okay.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.